Hello, I'm Andreas Stoyan, and I'm doing my master thesis in the Metabolism and Cancer Stem Cell Group, directed by Patricia Sancho.
Hello, I'm Alba Arroyo and I am a research assistant in the same group. We are going to talk about the association of lipid droplets accumulation with stemness and chemoresistance in pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma is one of the deadliest tumors nowadays. PDAC, intrinsic aggressiveness, chemoresistance, and metastasis formation can be attributed to a subpopulation of cancer cells with stem-like properties, the so-called cancer stem cells. These pancreatic cancer stem cells are highly dependent on mitochondrial oxidative metabolism, which can be fueled by several substrates, including fatty acids. These fatty acids can be stored as triacylglycerides in the intracellular organelles called lipid droplets, serving as energy storage units for cancer cells. Due to the importance of cancer stem cells in PDAC progression, we studied the lipid metabolism and storage in this subpopulation. As our preliminary results show in panel A of figure 1, the majority of lipid metabolism genes that we studied are upregulated in cancer stem cell-enriched cultures compared to differentiated PDAC cells. Our cytometry results, which we can see in panel B, show that lipid storage in lipid droplets is increased in cancer stem cells compared to non-cancer stem cells. In panel C, we used CD133 as a marker of cancer stem cells, and we studied the difference in tumorigenicity between LD-high and LD-low subpopulation. Our results show that a higher LD storage in CD133 positive cancer stem cells is linked with an increase in tumorigenicity. Thus, lipid metabolism is increased in pancreatic cancer stem cells. In figure 2, we study the effects of exogenous oligopalmitic acid on PDAC cells. In panel A, we can see that there is an increase in oil red staining in the cells when cultured with oleic acid, which is bigger at higher doses. This is correlated with an increase in lipid uptake when cells have a source of exogenous lipids.
In panels B and C, we further studied the uptake of exogenous fatty acids by flow cytometry. We used the LD-540 probe to measure lipid content in lipid droplets. In panel B, we can observe an increase in lipid accumulation in the different PDXs and cell lines studied for both fatty acids. As you can see in panel C, the increment in lipid uptake occurs in both CD133 negative and positive subpopulations. For panels D and E, we studied the effects of oleic and palmitic acids on cell proliferation and cell renewal, measured as field formation capability. Our preliminary results show an increase in proliferation for both fatty acids, effect more notable in the case of oleic. However, we do observe a difference between oleic acid and palmitic acid on the field formation capabilities of PDAC cells. Oleic acid seems to increase the number of spheres after 1 week of treatment, while palmitic acid seems to decrease it. Finally, in figure 3, we study the effects of exogenous fatty acids on the chemotherapy response of PDAC cells. In panel A, we can see an increase in lipid accumulation when cells are treated with gemcitabine, a common chemotherapy agent used in PDAC treatment. This increase is bigger in CD133 positive cells than in CD133 negative ones, which may be related with the higher chemoresistance of CSCs. In panel B and C, we study the effects of oleic and palmitic acids on the chemotherapy response through cell proliferation and field formation. Our results show that fatty acid supplementation affected the response to chemotherapy on pancreatic cancer cells, for example, with changes in the values of the IC50. This further correlates lipid accumulation in LDs with chemoresistance. We need further experimental work, as most of these results are from technical replicates, but our preliminary data indicate interconnection between lipid accumulation in lipid droplets and stemness and chemoresistance in PDAC cells. Thus, if confirmed, lipid metabolism could represent an interesting target for the elimination of pancreatic cancer stem cells.